Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, as we know, this is Vision Sunday, and this is the second part today. And last week, you just put it up on the PowerPoint. Just show that slide quickly if you can. And it's going to require you to do something this year. And it's going to require you to, if you want everything to be the same in your life, just do everything the same. Simple. If you want to go deeper into things of God, then we need to change some things and address some things, look at some things in our own hearts and our own lives if we truly want to go deeper. If you get to the end of the year and say, gee whiz, oh, I just feel the same, then just go home and have a good look in the mirror. But don't do that. Why don't you do something this time? We've already decided, no, Lord, we're going to go deeper with you. We're going to allow you to work, do a deep work in our heart and in our spirit. And so that's our theme for the year. You're going to hear it right across the year. And we launched that last week. But this week, we're going to be looking at a number of things. And one of the things is really what the heart of the church, really what are we on about as a church? What is our heartbeat? What is our DNA? And you had a quick little preview, but we're going to watch that clip now in its entirety now. So let's watch that clip. Thanks.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free. Jesus died for me. Yes, he died. From my arms.
dance and make it a song.
Gives you a bit of a feel really for what our heartbeat is as a church, what our DNA is really, what our heart, what our purpose is as a church. If you didn't get one of these when you came in the door, can you put your hand up so we can make sure that you get one of these? Just put your hand up if you didn't get one of these. If you didn't get one of these, I'm going to be referring to this little booklet, and really what you saw on the video, this explains what you've seen there. So I will go through it now. So if you didn't get one, just put your hand up. The stewards are going to be ready to hand those out. Thank you, stewards. Just keep your hand up if you haven't got one of those little booklets. And really this explains really our heart as a church and how it all works out, all hangs together, really what we're trying to achieve here as a church. And really the catch cry that you see there is to be everything that God has made you to be. And really that is our heart, that we will be everything that God has called us to be. And that's really the heartbeat. That's the cry of our heart. We want to be everything that God has made us to be. You don't want to get to the end of your life and have a look back and have a life full of regrets and missed opportunities. And I wonder if I did have or could have, should have, would have. We want to be everything that God has made us to be. And so I really want to talk a little bit about what that looks like. We saw that there, but I just want to go over a couple of things particularly. You can put the next slide up there if you want there, Josh. When we talk about being everything that God made us to be, really it's two main areas basically. It boils down to being mature in the things of God and then also fulfilling my purpose. And God has got a purpose for each and every one of us. And so to be mature, fill my purpose, to be everything that God made us to be. And I'd spend a moment, I'm not going to go through everything. You've got a lot here, and there was a lot on that clip that you just saw there. So have a look at this and read through it. I just want to draw attention to a couple of things as we have a look at this process. There's a scripture about maturity that I want to really focus on, and Ephesians 4:13, it's an important scripture in the life of the church here. In fact, the whole passage of Ephesians 4, you can read onwards from there, from 13 all the way down there, you'll find that really that's really our heart as a church. So Ephesians 4 and verse 13, it says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, being mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And really that's what we're looking like, what we want to look like, that we're attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. But what knowledge is, it talks about unity in the faith, that there's a united together, that we're one together, we're united. And the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God becoming mature, attaining to the whole measure of Jesus Christ. And so that's certainly what our heart is. I don't know if that ringing, we can fix that. But we want to become mature in the things of God. And to be mature, as I said, nothing to do how old you are. But old people that have known the Lord for many years and areas of great immaturity, nothing to do with how old you are. You can be young and learn and grow in a lot in the things of God and maturity. And when we're talking about being mature, we're really talking about being. It's really about being. Because a lot of people think, take a lot of out of what they're doing and think, oh, look, I'm doing all this for God and everything for the kingdom of God and I'm doing all this stuff. Well, that's only half the package. You can't neglect the being. The being mature is who you are. The person that you are is so, so important. You can do a whole lot of stuff, but if you don't have the character, if you don't have the godliness, you don't have that Christ-like heart to go with that, then that's all in vain, really. And so really it's who we are is so very important, the character that we have. And I just want to draw attention to, if you've got this little book there on the first page, if you open that up there, and you'll see that little diagram, you'll see that scripture there. Down halfway down there, it says this about maturity. And I really want to focus on that. It says, maturity is to do with our character. And its character is what you'll take into eternity, who you are. That's why the Lord is so interested in your character. Character is really important, you know, that you are a person of integrity, that you do what you said you're going to do, that you follow those things through, that we're people of integrity, we keep our word, and that the best we can. You know, as a parent, sometimes you've said something and, oh, I couldn't end up doing that, but our heart is we're always people of integrity. We'll follow through. We'll follow through on what we say. And part of integrity is that we're punctual, we're on time, we don't mess people around, we don't misvalue other people's times. We're people of integrity. We do what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do. Character is really important. Humility. I mentioned humility last week, and humility is nothing, as I said, to do with being self-effacing and saying, oh, poor little old me, I'm useless, I'm a little worm. That's actually an insult to your Creator to call yourself that you're insignificant, that you're nothing, that I'm hopeless, I can't do anything. How insulting to the God who's created you and fashioned you and made you, and he's invested so much into you for you to turn around and say, oh, I'm nothing, I'm hopeless, I'm helpless. What an insult to your Creator. You're not. You've been beautifully and wonderfully made, the scripture says, and he's fashioned you for, called us for a person, for a purpose. And so humility is not putting yourself down. Humility is not worrying about yourself at all. It's not thinking about yourself. Not worried. You're not, oh, what will people say of me? Well, humility is, you're not worried about that. You're not worried about, oh, will people like me or whatever else. You know, you're not arrogant. You're not proud. You're just not focused on yourself. You're caring about them. You're loving them. Your interest is in them. It's not about yourself. It's not about drawing attention to yourself. That's what humility is. It's not putting yourself down, but it's certainly not elevating yourself, but it's elevating Christ. And it's being Christ-like. So humility is not about putting yourself down, because that's an insult to the Creator. Faithfulness is so important. I mentioned that. Being faithful in things. You know, if you're on a roster, you're faithful. You just don't not rock up and think, oh, someone else will do it. That's poor character. That's a reflection of poor character when we don't actually do that. Or think, oh, I'm on a roster and I don't make an effort to make sure, hang, I'm on the roster. Or did I get one? You know, like our character is that we follow things through. We're faithful people. We're faithful in all that we do. We do what we say we're going to do when we follow it through. And that's a reflection of our character. Resilience is so important. Look, in life, there's a lot of storms in life, yes? There's a lot of storms in life. And part of your character is a reflection of how you stand. You know, the scripture says that if you falter in the day of trouble, how weak is your faith? How weak is your strength? And so resilience is a part of our character. As we go through things, we're not going to be pushed and swayed. Yes, things hurt, and they really do hurt. We're real people, and we suffer, and things really hurt us, and they can affect us. They do. But resilience is despite that, that we keep holding on to the Lord Jesus Christ. We keep grabbing hold of him and we just keep pushing through because we know he's on our side and he's with us. He's our support, he's our strength, he's our helper, our comforter, he's our advocate, he's the one that goes before us. And so there's a resilience, it's an important part of character, that as soon as something goes wrong that you don't fall in a heap and, oh, I'm falling apart. And that's where we've got to grow to that. You know, a little baby, you know, little children, that they hurt the little pinky, that's the end of the world. Mommy, I got my pinky. Like, everything's gone now. This pinky is hurting. And there's tears and there's pain and there's heartache over the pinky. But as you grow a little bit older, if you hurt your pinky, as I managed to do the other day and put my keys, managed to punch my key through my finger. But I didn't stand there crying, my little pinky. I never rung up my mum and said, "Mummy, kiss my little finger when I hurt my pinky." Because, you know, you don't do that when you're an adult, right? Please tell me you don't do that, right? You don't do that. You don't do that. All right, we don't do that because we grow. But part of maturing is, okay, you're going to take hits in life. But part of maturity is resilience in the face of that, whatever it comes through, that you're going to stand. And so, and having a heart of compassion is so important, that we have a compassionate heart. Because if the love of Christ is in us, then we're going to have a heart for other people. We're going to care about other people. And, you know, that's what I'm saying about being super spiritual last week. Don't tell me you're spiritual if you don't care about people. Don't tell me that, because it's a lie. Scripture says that, you know, it says in 1 John 1, it says about, you know, how can you say you love God if you hate your brother? It doesn't work. And so you have a heart for other people. That's a part of maturing in the things of God. Your heart is for other people. We're compassionate and we grow in that. Being gracious. Tell you what, we all need people to be gracious to us. Is that true? They do. But we also need to be gracious to others. And so we're forgiving. We don't hold on to things. You just let it go. It might have hurt you, yes. It upset you, yes. But you're gracious because you've hurt other people. You've upset them. We've all done that. And they've maybe been gracious to us. And so we're gracious. We just let it go. We're gracious, part of that. And as I said, humility I've mentioned and obedience. You know, being obedient to God, being obedient to what he's called us to. Following things through, being obedient. You know, the word of God is not empty. And it's our manual on how to live. And so we obey the Lord of God. Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my commands. It's a part of character. It's a part of becoming Christ-like. And our identity is wrapped up in him, not in other people. Because if your identity is dependent on other people, you're in a very dangerous place. Because people will let you down. People will fail you. And people will turn on you. You can't have your identity wrapped up in anyone. You can't have your identity wrapped up. It's got to be wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Identity can't be wrapped up in what we do. Can't have it wrapped up in your job. You may have a job today and no job tomorrow. What, now I don't have a life? No, it's not who I am. It's just something that I did. It's not who I am. It doesn't define me. I'm not defined by what I do. I'm defined in who he says I am. My identity is found in Christ. And so that's a part of our character and part of being Christ-like. And how do we build character? Well, we build it through relationships. Not every relationship is running around handing each other roses, and sometimes it's handing out the prickles as well. And so we learn and we grow for that. People want to run away from that, but sometimes there's circumstances and there might be a relative that gets up your nose and, you know, grates with you or whatever. Well, praise God for them, because they're actually going to help you grow. They're going to actually help you build some character. And so difficult relationships can actually help us grow. Through serving, we're going to hear about that later on. You really want to grow, you've got to get your hands dirty and serve. Because when you're serving, someone might not appreciate what you did. Someone might not notice what I did. Someone might not mention what I did. Well, how you respond to that, it's a reflection of your maturity. If you get all upset, oh, they didn't mention me, or no one noticed, I came there and I did this and that, and I was at the working bee and I did all this, and bless you, all those who came to the working bee yesterday, but no one actually said anything to me. Well, if you're mature, I didn't do it for anyone to say thank you. I did it for the Lord. I did it to honour him, and that's a part of that. So, but that'll test your heart. Serving will test your heart. You give someone a cup of coffee there and they don't even say thank you. You think, I just gave you a cup of coffee. They didn't even say thank you. They just, like, I'm like a vending machine or something. Well, how did you respond to that? Did you still respond with a smile and with grace, or did you go home angry thinking, oh, I'm not doing the coffee anymore. They don't even say thank you, or throw a tantrum, or no, you mature. No, I'm maturing. And therefore, I'm going to grow in serving. You will grow through serving. And obviously applying the word of God, not just, as I said, not just reading it, not just getting your 5-second snack of your devotion on your app in the morning, but reading the word of God and getting it into your heart. Looking in the mirror of the word and say, oh, hang on, it says about anger. Oh, they're getting angry. It'll reveal some things. You look in that mirror and apply the word of God to your life. And obviously through the work of the Holy Spirit, doing the deep work within us. And as we open our heart to the Lord and say, Lord, have your way, we grow. And obviously through adversity as well. You know, people want to run away from problems and from adversity, and think God's abandoned them or neglected them. But look, one of the best ways to grow is to go through a hard time. If you want to grow, go through a hard time. If your prayer is, Lord, let everything be perfect, let nothing go wrong, Lord, let everything be 100%, no problems, whatever, well, welcome to never growing. You will grow through adversity. And sometimes we think about what we're going through. It's not what you're going through. Remember, it's what you're going to. And it's not about what's happening around you. It's about what's happening in you. That's what it's about. And you miss an opportunity if you spend the whole time saying, Lord, where are you? Or resentful of the circumstances or the challenge of whatever it is and questioning, where are you, God? And you've abandoned me and all this sort of stuff. Then be prepared to go through it again and keep going through the cycle until whatever you learn, need to learn, comes through. The children of Israel kept going around the wilderness because they didn't learn the lesson, and they just keep going through it. So learn the lessons through adversity. You will grow, you know, and when you're getting pushed, the pressure's on something, you get a tube of toothpaste, looks really great tube of toothpaste. You put some pressure on it and see what comes out. Hopefully toothpaste comes out. If something else comes out, don't brush your teeth with that, all right? Not a good idea. But what comes out of us when we're under pressure, when we're pushed, what comes out? But we will grow through pressure and through adversity. That's an important part of life. And so Peter says, don't think it's a strange thing that you're going through various trials. It's not a strange thing. It's a part of us growing. It's part of developing character in the things of God. And so as a people of God, we really want to see people becoming mature. Part of being everything that God called you to be, character is important. It's not just coming and playing a little game on Sunday, singing a few songs and going home and being the same as everyone else in the world, talking like them, looking like them, being like them. We're not playing games here. We're about being everything God called us to be. And we want to be mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And so that is really, really important. I just wanted to highlight that little area. And then on the other one, quickly, very quickly, as we run out of time before I've got a few other things we have to go through today. And the other, you just flip on the next slide there, thanks. Part of our purpose in the script, Hebrews 10 is an important scripture, 24-25. And let us consider how we may spur one another toward love and good deeds. And love and good deeds is something that are really important part of that expression. It's part of our doing. Loving to people, caring for people, and good deeds. Doing some things, getting your hands dirty. Not walking around like a holy, pious monk who sits up on the hill and doesn't touch anyone's hearts or life. But we're going to spur one another. So encourage one another. So one of the best, you know, there's some really great encouragers in this church, and I praise God for them. People just encouraging. And maybe you can't do very much else, but you can be an encourager. Such a wonderful ministry. Spur one another toward love and good deeds. But good deeds, there's things for you to do. There's stuff for God has called you to do, and you'll hear some opportunities in a moment about that. Not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Make it a priority. You know, we're part of the process. Is first step is about growing in God. Yeah, obviously we come into a relationship with God and we encourage to cultivate a relationship in God at home. But the process, part of the process is coming to church. And so come to church. Don't be in the habit of, and obviously there was an issue that had to be addressed there about not meeting together. Priority. Yeah, I'm in the habit. I'm coming because I want to be mature and I want to fulfill my purpose because I want to be everything God made me to be. It's just the first step one, by the way. Yeah, the other steps coming through, we'll have a look at that. All right, so I just want to encourage, have a look at this, read through it, grab a hold of it. Don't just take it home and think, oh, that was nice, chuck it around. This is our heartbeat. You want to flow in with the heartbeat of the church, then this document will really help you to do that. It's important. And as we said, it's a process. Just whack up the next slide there. It is a process, growing in God, relationships, outreach, working together. And if you're not going to grow group, okay, you may be still down there, down the bottom there. I'm coming to church, fantastic. But if I really want to grow in relationships, I want to at least progress to the next step there and get along and be a part of my grow group or the woman's fellowship, a woman to woman on Thursdays for those who can't go. Some of the ladies, but second step there. So where are you? Have a look. Well, hang on, I'm still stuck down the bottom. I don't go to grow group. Well, this year I'm going deeper. I can change that. I can actually turn up. I can go. Opportunity to grow. And then going into outreach, that we are sharing our heart. It's a part of being a believer is to share our faith. It's part of being born again is our heart is to see other people born again. And maybe you think, oh, gee whiz, you know, they've had this whole thing about Franklin Graham. I didn't pray, didn't fast, didn't ask, didn't talk to anyone. last year I never shared my faith once. Well, if that's the case, then step up there. Step up.